the sister of Kina, in other words, the that which is connected to Kina, Tiachemda Vataiva, is desiring, not just being jealous, but desiring something that somebody else has. Halohi Amiyagas Leva Adam Ad Yom Moso, something that a person doesn't lose till he dies. People are constantly looking to see what other people have, and are jealous, and want, and desire what other people have. Ukamamorim Zal Ein Adam Meis VeChatzi Tavoso Biyado. Person doesn't die that he has even half of what he would like to have, because you, whatever you have, you always want more. So if you have 100, you want 200. You have 200, you want 400. So you never really even have half of what you want. Right? That which a person desires, things that he doesn't have, has two prongs to it. One is material things, money. Right? I'd like more money than I have, more material things. And the second thing that people desire is covet. Right, they want respect, they want honor, right? They want to get covered. Ushneim keechod roim maod, the garmim laadam raos rabos. Both of these things, the desire for material possessions, money, and other material things, and the desire for covered, right, are very, very negative things, because they lead people to all different kinds of isurim. Hinechem des hamamun hi haoseris oso b'maiser haolam. First thing, desiring what you don't have means that you have to work hard to get it. So a person becomes almost like a slave of having to earn more and more money to get those things that he feels he's missing. So the more you feel you're missing, the more you need, the more you're going to have to kill yourself to earn that money or feel miserable. So it makes a person a slave to satisfy his desires. King in a kosev oiv kesef lo yisba kesef. A person who loves money will never have enough. Ki hamesira oso min ha'avoda, ki hine kama tfilos nevados, the kama mitzvos nishkachos. Not only that, not only are you going to work yourself into an early grave, but by having to work extra hard, you're going to miss davening and miss doing mitzvahs. Mipnei rov ha'esek v'giyas hamon ha'schora. Surely you won't learn Torah, because you'll be too busy working and earning money for things that you don't really need. Torah is not, people who travel far and wide in order to do business because they can't get enough from what they're working in the place where they are. They can get enough to take care of their basic needs, but not for their excessive desires. Not everybody, sometimes exceptions, but not everybody who excessively works is going to be a chacham. He hamoseris also the sakana, and therefore a person put himself in danger for these things too, because you have to go and travel, and you have to put and maybe be involved in works that are not so safe. Umateshes kochot also weakens you. Barov hadaiga, not only because it weakens you physically, but a person's constantly worried about what he doesn't have, and how's he going to get it? I feel achri yisigo harvei. Not only that, but if you're doing it to keep up with other people with things you don't need, so first of all, it's going to put you in a situation where, in the end, you're going to end up stealing and cheating because you have no other choice. And also, what's it called? You're going to have be a miserable person. The more things you have, the more worry you have. Sometimes people do things that are just illogical. I mean, people who, these Ponzi schemes, these people who are caught, they're more money than you can understand, that we could think of what to do with, but it's never enough. And memela, they do things that are totally not logical. In the end, they know that eventually it's going to catch up to them. So what, do they sit in prison for the rest of their life? What did they gain? But it's a person who becomes crazy, right? So it's much better to be satisfied with what you have. That's a real awesome. People who want constantly more are not rich people. because they never have enough. So in their eyes, they're poor. Right? I think of a little story of when I went fundraising in Miami to build a new shul. So the board of directors decided that everybody has to make a pledge, or they'd like people to make a pledge of $5,000 over 5 years. Now that was like 40 years ago. That was a considerable amount of money. Okay. So I had people in my kehillah that were earning $100,000, $200,000 a year, lawyers, doctors, lived in beautiful, nice big homes. And then I had regular average people who were earning, at that time, maybe $10,000 a year was an average size, $12,000 a year. So I figured I can't go to people earning $12,000 a year and ask them for $1,000. You know, that's close to a tenth of their salary just for the shul. It's going to be very difficult. But the people who are earning $200,000, they're like taking out of the change purse, like $1,000 a year. Like what's a big deal for them? So I figured, you know, I'll go there, get a lot of success, and then I'll feel good and go to the other people, see what I can get out of them. So I remember sitting with these people, one after the other, and the mamash cried to me that, you know, they don't have any money because they don't have cash flow, and their money's tied up here and there, and I couldn't believe it. They're living in mamash palaces. These people look like they're rich people, and I felt like, you know, give them a quarter for a cup of coffee by the time I left the house, like, you know, I really feel bad for you. But inevitably, they would tell me, because they didn't want to say no completely, that they're working on increasing their practice, opening up another office or whatever next year, and they think that they can double their income, and if they can, they'll give me the pledge. So I figured, look, I'm getting nowhere with these people, so let's try the poor ones. So I went to and sure enough, the guy tells me I make $12,000 a year. I can't give you $1,000 a year, you know, over the next 5 years. However, I'm working on doubling my income next year. I plan to get a second job or whatever. And if I can do that, you have the pledge. So then it hit me. The first people were $100,000 poor. This guy was only $12,000 poor. Each one wanted to double their income. And if they could, they would feel perfectly okay. So the first person was a lot poorer than the second guy. Right? He was missing a lot more. That's what Chazal say. Wrote to Messiah. So people are miserable because of that. No matter how much you have, if all you look at is what you don't have and what you could have, then you're a miserable person. So being rich or not rich is pretty much a state of mind. And if you're happy with what you have, then you can be a very happy person. And if you're not happy, you can be a very rich person and be miserable. And there are plenty of people like that.
Explicit Mishnah.
Huh?
Explicit Mishnah.
Yeah, it's explicit seichel. That's what Ashiris depends on. Okay. So we will leave it with this, and next week we'll speak about COVID. Okay. So get in as much as you can, like, you know, now. This ceasefire is already ridiculous. A ceasefire, they're getting everything.